Welcome to day four of the Urban Retreat, and welcome to the fourth of our meditation podcasts, where we've been looking at ways of freeing ourselves from limiting views. So particularly yesterday, today and tomorrow, we're practicing three ways of looking as a way of freeing ourselves from everything circling back to me, that painful tendency we have to circle everything back to what's in this for me, why is this happening to me, what do people think about me? This is intrinsically painful. We're trying to undo that, undo those pre-conscious tendencies and open to the unlimited. So yesterday, we looked through the lens of anicca, changingness. And today, we're going to look through the lens of dukkha, unsatisfactoriness, and particularly try and understand more deeply the relationship between dukkha and clinging, and how by letting go of clinging, we can reduce dukkha, we can reduce suffering and unsatisfactoriness. So I want to do this in relation to what we did yesterday and the reflections, the meditative reflections on changingness. So yesterday, if you remember, in our meditation, yeah, we looked at change as it revealed itself to us. We looked at the changing sensations of breath. We looked at the changing sensations in the whole of our physical experience. We looked at how our feelings, thoughts, volitions all change, are all changing all the time. We looked at how our very sense of self is changing all the time. We even asked ourselves, can I find anything unchanging in my experience? Quite important to ask ourselves that. We won't find anything, but the looking is important. So today we're going to take this a little bit deeper, and we're going to make it more specific. So what we're going to do is we're going to look for where we're telling ourselves that something is stopping us meditate, or something is stopping us going deeper. So for example, we might say to ourselves, I can't meditate in this London Buddhist shrine room, it's too hot. That's a familiar one. Or on other occasions, we might say, I can't meditate because I'm too cold. We might say, I can't meditate, this environment's too noisy. Or I can't meditate because I'm too upset, too anxious, too excited. Any number of reasons, too tired. So we're going to take that little story and we're going to see the changingness of that. So if I've got a little story going on as I can't meditate because I've got a sore knee, I'm going to really hone my attention into this thing I'm labelling sore knee. And actually with a bit of attention, I want to see that this label sore knee isn't actually a thing at all. Actually, what's there is a flow of changing experience, fluctuating and changing experience. And as I see that, as I let go of the story, I'll experience there'll be some freedom in that. There'll be a sense of relief. And what I'll start to see is that at least part of the suffering was caused by being fixated on the story, the sore knee story, and that as I see the changingness of it, then I can also let go of the clinging. Seems paradoxical to say we cling to even painful experiences, but every time we tell ourselves a story, that is clinging. If we let go of the story, we let go of the clinging, and then suffering lessens. So we'll experience this, but it's important to reflect on it as well and start to develop some understanding of the relationship between clinging and dukkha, between clinging and unsatisfactoriness. Yeah. So I'll just go through the stages of this again. So we look for any story we're telling ourselves in which we're saying, I can't meditate because of such and such. It may be that you haven't got a strong story like that going on, but if you look deeply enough, you'll have some version of a story that's saying that I can't go deeper because of such and such. If we're not enlightened, there'll be some story we're telling ourselves that I can't go any deeper because such and such, yeah? So whatever level, look for that story and then start to see that what we're calling a thing, whether it's sore knee, too hot, too anxious, too sad, actually there isn't such a thing at all. All there is a flow of changing sensation. And we can notice that sensation in the body. Even emotions such as sadness will have accompanying sensation. Notice that all there is a flow. And then look for any sense of relief in that noticing. And the relief is it will be a result of letting go of the clinging to the story. So then we're not just experiencing the relief, but we're understanding the relationship of clinging and dukkha. And that's very, very important because there's always in our experience, even at our most happy, there's always, if we're not enlightened, a level of existential suffering that we're actually not aware of. We just learn to adapt to it. But from the point of view of the Buddha, of enlightenment, it's limiting. The freedom of a Buddha is beyond our imagining. So in starting to understand the relationship of clinging and dukkha, even this existential dukkha, we're starting to open up to something that is beyond our current imagining. So the scope is enormous and exciting. So let's have a go at that. So once again, settling into meditation, and then when I ring the bell, just meditate for as long or as short as you wish. But try and make it a little bit longer today if you can, because there's a lot to explore. So meditation, looking through the lens of dukkha, exploring the relationship of dukkha and clinging.